This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Holy crap, there's two games left to this All-Star break, and I didn't think this was ever going to happen again. But the Mets and the Yankees both win on the same day. Oh, my goodness. Different ways. We'll get into a little bit of both of them. And then we'll prepare for the trade deadline that's coming up in a little bit less than, 3 weeks now or whatever it is. It is Pete Hoff with you on the Fan, 888-808-1019. But let's first start with the New York Yankees, because that's where I was. I planted my tush over at Yankee Stadium yesterday. And let me just tell you something. There is something about the New York Yankees when they beat up on an opponent, how amazing it feels. How there's nothing that can go wrong. How even when, Cody Bellinger is robbed of a third home run at the time, it didn't make a difference. The crowd was into it. The fans were into it. And it really is, you can see what the Yankees have when they can beat up on teams. Everyone's getting a piece of the pie. Everybody. Cody Bellinger's game yesterday, but then everybody's hitting, whether it's Volpe, whether it's Ascara, whether it's Goldschmidt. And listen, Paul Goldschmidt, somebody that I've been talking about for a long time now who has been struggling for the past few weeks, but he's been finding ways on base again. He's been starting to hit the ball a little bit more. So maybe he just was out of a groove. He found himself again. He needed to recalculate whatever the case is. But he seems to be back as well. And the entire team just felt like they were in that groove. And Carlos Rodon, listen, he's named an All-Star because Max Fried's pitching tomorrow or today, later today. You got to tip the cap to Carlos Rodon because he is a guy who I continuously say was overpaid by the Yankees. His first season was utter crap. He was not a good pitcher. He was overpaid, and he was a disappointment. And as always, something that I said from the beginning with his career is he always seems to be getting hurt. And that's part of his issues is either he's not effective or he's hurt. And that first year, it was a little bit of both. Pitched about, 50 innings that first season with the Yankees, and his ERA was super high. And it just was a lost season and a disappointing season for Carlos Rodon and the New York Yankees. You turn to last year, where he finished the season with a 3.95 ERA, which is basically a 4. And he, again, had these up-and-down games where he could just go out there and basically strike out half the world And then he hits a point where he just implodes. And that was his biggest issue last year, where he'd have these games he looked brilliant, and other games he just looked like Patrick Corbin after he signed his six-year deal for $120 million. Like, Carlos Rodon looked terrible, mixed in with these really great starts. This year, you got to say that he's definitely improved, and he's definitely controlled himself. Now, he made a point, and it's a little bit easier when you're up 8-0 in the eighth inning. He made a point to go deep yesterday. And that is something that is good for multiple reasons. First of all, the one thing that has always been told about Carlos Rodon is that he's a workhorse. He's that guy who's going to want the, whether he wants the ball or not, he's that guy that's going to fight. He's going to fight tooth and nail. He wants to stay out there, supposedly. Even though we've heard the past couple starts, he's kind of ran out of gas. That was the reason why he got pulled after 5 innings or 6 innings. We've heard that from, you know, Aaron Boone, not trying to throw him under the bus, but trying to, I guess, make us understand why, you know, hey, this guy's human and he just couldn't go any further and he was gassed. Well, on Friday night, he wasn't gassed. On Friday night, he made sure that he got the 8 innings that he wanted. And he didn't have to. Game was in. He was going to get the win for that game no matter what. But he stayed in there. When Aaron Boone came out there, he said, "Coach, Skip, I'm here. I'm keeping the ball." And he did. And he pitched a really good game. And again, it's a little bit easier when you're winning 11-0. But overall, a really good sign for the Yankees, because now with Fried, and there's no issue with Max Fried, all right? Max Fried is fine. It's happenstance. It's where he is in the pitching schedule. That's why he's not pitching in the All-Star game. So I'm not even worried about Max Fried. But Carlos Rodon, if Max Fried and him are where they are, you have Luis Gil eventually coming back at some point in time. I know Schlittler, everybody's jumping on Schlittler. It was 5 1/3. It was a good start to his Yankee career, his career. And you got to hope that he has that velocity throughout. And you got to hope that he can be able to minimize any sort of damage. He only gave up a couple solo home runs. You know, Loaisiga helped give up the third run. But you now have a pitching staff that, with Will Warren, which is turning into kind of like a Carlos Rodon in a mirror type of thing, like a faux Carlos Rodon, because Will Warren can go out there and give you 5 innings and strike out 7 guys or 8 guys or 9 guys or 10 guys. But then there's other games where he gives up 7 runs in the first inning. So point being is that you're, even with all these injuries, and now you got Marcus Stroman, who's been pretty solid too, you actually have a roster, a rotation that can take you to the playoffs. Now, not all these guys are going to get serious playoff innings. You're probably going to want to consolidate, and hopefully Heal's going to be healthy and be back. I don't know if you can rely upon that. I don't know if that's going to be a move that the Yankees are going to look forward to come trade deadline to maybe bulk up a little bit more pitching. But if Fried, Rodon, and Heal are there, those are 3 guys you're going to rely upon in the playoffs. End of story. And then it doesn't hurt that the offense exploded, like I was saying. It's funny. And we're going to get into DJ LeMahieu a little bit later on, because I've made some comments about DJ LeMahieu this week that people don't like, which is, I'm happy at least people have opinions. Thank you. But that being said, everyone criticized DJ LeMahieu because even though the past month and a half, he's been nothing more than a singles hitter. He's been batted 320 or 310 or whatever it is with a 750 something OPS, and he was just a singles hitter. But guess what happened? If it wasn't for Cody Bellinger hitting 3 home runs today, or yesterday, I should say, with the Yankees, the bigger innings were basically off of base hits. were basically line drives down the line that scored a couple runs. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt did get a double down the line. He hit a nice shot down the right field line, got a double out of that. But a lot of these rallies were just basically bat on ball. And that's the one thing. You could tell me that DJ LeMahieu is washed at being a defender. I'll give you that. I don't know if he's fully washed at being a hitter. I still think that there's something left of the tank. So I don't think the Yankees had to DFA him. I don't think they did. But the move was necessary to move Jazz to second base. That had to happen. And for whatever reason, DJ being gone, the Yankees offense has now taken off. So, listen, it is what it is. Sometimes just a change of scenery, maybe it's a change of, not even a change, but more of light a fire. Because they're not going to take any more crap. Cashman, Boone, there's no more hiding it. They are going to move forward. And if that means that they're going to have to get rid of the dead weight, they're going to do it. And to them, DJ LeMahieu, dead weight. It's a good move. It's a good plan. As long as they keep that up. As long as they keep on executing that. But there still needs to be reinforcements. You can't just sit back and say, all right, we got rid of the dead weight, and hopefully the young kids are going to work it out. No, that's not how it goes, because the Yankees are a win-now team. If I'm correct, the Yankees were just in the World Series last year. They are a team that were just in the World Series. So you're not making moves to kind of placate, well, all right, let's see how far we could take this. You know, this should help us get into the playoffs, and we'll see from there. Our team really isn't set up as well as we thought they'd be, you know, but maybe there's a move for next year. No, no, no. It's about right now. Don't let anybody fool you. It is about this year. The New York Yankees were in the World Series this year. That's why it's another joke when people go and saying, go fire Cashman or go fire Aaron Boone. You're talking about the GM and the manager that got you to the World Series last year. You want to fire? You want to fire them? What are you, the New York Knicks? What was this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what? Tom Thibodeau got us to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. Fire him! Get him out of here! We can't have that! There's only one other option, by the way, if you did fire, whether it's the manager, whether it's the GM. The only other option is you win a world championship with whomever you bring in. That's a lot of pressure. Why don't you give Boone and Cashman a little bit more wiggle room before we throw them out the door.
All right? 888-808-1019. Yankees, good win. Let's talk about the Mets, though, too, because that was, and I listened to Keith just now before I got on, and I love Keith, but you can't sit there and say, how do you, a win is a win. You take that. That was a great win. You got a couple of home runs from your top players. Vientos with a great big hit. Can't put holes in this. I'm going to put plenty of holes in this. I'm going to put plenty of holes in the Mets win, because you can't tell me that seven innings go by and you get two hits. Two hits. You have one huge opportunity early on in the game, and the only reason why you score a run is because Pete Alonso walks with the bases loaded. And up until the eighth inning, you score one run off of a bases loaded walk, and you smother two measly hits, one by Lindor, and I believe the other one was by Luis Torrens, if I'm correct. Two hits! That's unacceptable. That is not how you win ball games. Especially, and I understand Kodai Senga came back. I understand Kodai Senga gave you four good innings, and that's a really good start before we go into the All-Star break. But four innings, you know the history of this roster, of this pitching staff. It's going to take you how many bullpen arms to finish this game? You don't have as many bullpen arms as you need. Even if you go, if try to go one an inning, you don't have enough good arms to keep you in that game. And Brazoban, thanks but no thanks. He's at that two-run shot to Bobby Witt Jr. And basically the Mets are in a spot where unless something miraculous happens in the eighth and the ninth inning, they have now lost another bad game. And thankfully, Mark Vientos finally showed up. And hopefully the weight's off his shoulders now. Hopefully we can see the Mark Vientos from last year. But I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, wow, what a win. That was some kind of spectacular win, or just push it off as a win is a win. No, it's unacceptable now. You have three of the best hitters in baseball on the same roster. Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso. Lindor's now got 19 home runs after his home run yesterday. Soto's got 21 or 22. Alonso's got 21. You got three 20-plus home run hitters on that, just in those three themselves. Alonso's up there with the RBI totals. I think he's in second place in the NL. You got Juan Soto, who's now, you know, stepping up and getting back to his form and batting average, OPS. It's all up there. So when you tell me, or when I see you got two hits in the first seven innings, I don't care it's Michael Wacha. I don't care that Michael Wacha is impressive and his, you know, winning percentage is, you know, almost at 600. That means nothing to me. That means nothing. He's not Nolan Ryan. He's not Roger Clemens. He's not Pedro Martinez. He's Michael freaking Wacha. I mean, you're getting two hit by Michael Wacha. It's like, what are we doing, watching the Muppet Babies? Like, this guy is a professional pitcher, fine. But he is not lights out. He should not be scary. He should not be two hitting the New York Mets. Not through seven innings. And that's what he was doing. And that's embarrassing. And Carlos Mendoza and David Stearns have to take a really hard look on this team, because it's not about the offense all the time. But it seems like when the offense is doing nothing, that's when the pitching is at its best. And there's no help. And that's a problem, because you can't win games 0-0. This is the Jacob DeGrom 2.0, if you will. Jacob DeGrom was one of the best pitchers of all time for the New York Mets, and he'd constantly be in these 0-0 battles, game in and game out. And then he'd give up a run, and he'd find a way to lose. How do you lose a 1-0 game? How do you pitch as well as Jacob DeGrom but lose 1-0? Well, because your offense is garbage. The Mets are not garbage. They are just inconsistent right now. And they need to uncrack or uncork Mark Vientos. They need to uncork Jeff McNeil. It's not just about the big three. The big three, which, by the way, Fab Four, I heard Flushing Four, whatever you want to say about, whatever nickname you want to give the offense. I mean, right now it's more decrepit than anything else up until that eighth inning. But you need to uncork McNeil. You will need to uncork Vientos, Mauricio. Bring up Francisco Alvarez. The guy's crushing it now in the minors. Is it time to bring him back? I hope so. Because Luis Torrens is not it. 888-808-1019. Got a little split here right now between Mets and Yankees. I want to hear from you. 888-808-1019. Nice wins by both teams. Yankees did it better. That's for sure. Which team do you believe is more consistent, though? That's my question. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. We'll take the calls coming up next on The Fan. 888-808-1019. As always, you can hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.